It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'd like to offer you something that I find to be dumb, and it's a comment that I saw from a friend of mine, and so I feel fine saying that it's a dumb comment. And this comment came from my friend Adam, who used to produce the show in Philadelphia, and he tweeted something along the lines of that the Eagles, if they were to beat the Titans, this would be a true sign that they are a good team and they didn't just beat up on bad teams. And here's one thing about Philadelphia people and one thing about the media in Philly. They have no clue what's happening in other places. Everything is on the peripheral. And that's every city. Like, I guarantee the people in Dallas don't know everything that happens in Philly or Detroit or Boston, but they also don't pretend to be experts on everything that happens in those cities. The people in Philly all pretend to be experts on every other place, although they never watch any of these teams play or anything, right? I guarantee you, my man Adam, and I love him, I guarantee Adam hadn't watched 2 minutes of the Titans play football other than what might have been on a Monday night or Sunday night football. If you'd watched the Titans play at all, the Titans are not good. They're okay defensively. They're fine. But they're a terrible offense, right? And when I see people in Philly acting like beating the Titans is what they needed to see to really believe that the Eagles are for real, that is stupid. It is stupid because the Eagles have basically gone out and beat the shit out of some I mean, look, their schedule stinks, right? But is it possible that the Eagles' schedule stinks because the Eagles are really good and they're making these teams look like shit? They've blown out some teams. They've had some near misses. I mean, look, they came close to losing that game to the Colts a few weeks ago. They did lose to the Redskins. I get it, right? They're not the most perfect team that's ever existed. However, the idea that the Eagles needed to beat a 7-5 Titans team, a team that plays in the worst division in the NFL, a team that has one, count them, one skill player that's worth a shit, the other one that's almost kind of worth a shit, got hurt in the first quarter of the damn game yesterday, so they had nothing. The idea that a team that's got a beat-up offensive line, they're missing their center. The idea that the Titans, a now 7-5 team, would be the true barometer to see if Jalen Hurts has really emerged and whether this team is really good is a truly dumb opinion, and it's the opinion of people who have not actually watched the Titans and they just look at records. Because the Titans, and you can look at their defensive numbers and say, wow, they're amazing. And they did well against Patrick Mahomes, although they gave up 500 yards in that game. They didn't give up points. But they have played some real stiffs. Now, I don't believe that you tell how good a team is. Like, you can look at their record and say, hey, this team's record is good because they're playing crappy teams. I think you can eyeball a team and tell if they're good or not. The Eagles have obviously been a good football team for the entirety of the season. They're solid everywhere. They're very good in a lot of places. They're loaded defensively. They've got skill players everywhere. I didn't need to see the Eagles go out and beat a lousy Titans team, a mediocre middling Titans team, to go, look out, guys, we're for real. Like, if you've watched the Eagles play at all, you know they're legit. You know they're for real. They're not a product of playing shitty teams. Now, it's easy to sit back and hear me say that, and if they lose a playoff game, you say, see, they played a shitty schedule, and then they played a real team. That's not how this works. There's the playoffs and there's the regular season. The playoffs tell you who is legit, right? Like, if you lose in the playoffs, the regular season didn't matter. But as far as things go right now as a regular season football team, I don't believe the Eagles are smoking mirrors. You know, they're not smoking mirrors. They're going out there and they're lining up and they're beating people in multiple ways. They can obviously run with the quarterback. They can obviously run with Miles Sanders. They've got two dynamic playmakers at receiver, probably three. They got multiple running backs that can be beasts. Their tight end game, even prior to injury, was very good. They got players everywhere. Like, if you, like, that's what bothers me. I guarantee you there are a bunch of dopes in Philadelphia, bless their hearts, that spent all last week trying to tell you that I'm worried about the Titans. The Titans do blank, blank, and we don't do this. If you watch the Titans for 5 minutes, you know that they are not good. The best they looked was against Green Bay. Green Bay sucks. Treylon Burks had his best game. Treylon Burks got hurt in that game. Point being is that there are so many people that want to try to downplay things or they want to try to make drama, so look out for the Titans. The Titans were never going to beat them because the Titans stink. Oh, they got Derrick Henry. Let me ask you this. What has Derrick Henry done running the ball the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Riddle me that, would you? What has Derrick Henry done in the last 4 or 5 weeks? Here's his rushing totals the last 3 weeks. 87 yards against the Packers, 38 against the Bengals, 30 against the Eagles. So while people might want to dump on the Eagles and say, who have they beaten? I'm worried about the Titans. The Titans have not beaten one good team at all. They played the Bengals, lost. They played the Eagles, lost. They played the Chiefs, lost. They played the Bills, lost. You know they've beaten the Texans. They've beaten crappy teams like that, and they've escaped. They've narrowly beaten some crappy teams. So, and the Colts. So, like, this idea that, look, right, listen, I wasn't sold on the Eagles before they played the Titans. Then you're stupid. Then you have no idea what's going on. If you think beating that shitty football team proves anything. Now, all that to tell you this. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL, and they've been good for weeks. Their offense at times is unstoppable. You know, somebody reposted something of mine from last December where I said that Jalen Hurts sucks. Jalen Hurts sucked last year. He looked lost. Jalen Hurts does not suck this year. Jalen Hurts is the MVP of the league. Jalen Hurts is throwing to ballers. The Eagles are really fucking good. And no, like, I don't know who would have needed to see them beat a middling Titans team to say, all right, guys, I wasn't on the bandwagon before, but holy shit, I am locked in now, baby. We're good to go. I was worried about this team. I felt that we hadn't beaten anybody. We needed a true test, so we had to go out and beat the Titans to prove something. Think about that for a second. There are people who felt that way. Like, I would argue, now, is the Eagles' schedule as tough so far as, I mean, they haven't had to play, I mean, you've looked at Bengals and Chiefs and all that. We talked about that with the Eagles. But you start to look at some of these games the Eagles have won. Vikings is a quality win. Vikings are pretty good. By the way, the Commanders, Redskins, whatever the fuck you want to call them, they're a solid team. So explain this to me. Beating the Commanders isn't an accomplishment. They got the same damn record as the Titans, yet somehow beating the Titans matters. Beat the Cowboys. See what the Cowboys did to the Colts last night? They scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. So is their schedule a world-beating schedule? No, but at the end of all this, like the idea that the Eagles had something to prove because their schedule stunk and that beating the Titans was going to be that answer is dumb. That is a dumb opinion, and is the opinion of people that don't actually watch. And that's where I get annoyed. People make these big, bold proclamations about shit, and they clearly don't see it. Now, the only reason I see the Titans is because they're on TV here every week, and I follow the team a little bit. But it's Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, who's run poorly for the last month, and no wide receivers, no tight ends. Oh, but they're defensive numbers. Yes, that's where I think you can look at what a team does and say their stats can be overblown. Like, oh, they went to overtime with Kansas City. They kept them out of the end zone. Yeah, they also gave up 500-something yards in that game. That's important to note. When you look at bad teams, when you want to look at rankings, oh, they only give up 18 points a game. Well, how much of that had to do with the fact they have a Texans on the schedule? How much of that has to do with the fact that, you know, now, have they played some decent games against people? Sure. Are the Titans a terrible team? They're not terrible. They're mid lane. But Josh, do you see what their defense does? They do so many things well. That's going to happen when you play, again, that number's inflated by playing teams like the Texans where you gave up 10 points, the Colts where you gave up 10 points, the Broncos where you gave up 10 points, you know, the Packers. They're fine, but they're not world beaters. So winning that game means nothing. And I know I'm rambling at this point, but it annoyed me that there were people who legitimately felt that. Look at your football team and say, we're really fucking good. Who cares what you do against the Titans? Beating them means nothing. Thank you. Goodbye.